Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, it's 5:35, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. Ooh. Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have, just be careful out there. I mean, there it's in certain places there are some slick spots because you got that combination of snow and rain. Actually, I saw hail yesterday at my house.
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
A little,
it was there just little beads of it, but it was still hail.
Little beads of hail.
Yeah. Like little marbles.
Not anything damaging. That's the only thing I worry about. You know, I actually have a buddy's dad in Chicago when we lived there. You know, they had not the garage space, because that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he'd actually wrap his car in cardboard if they were calling for really bad hail to protect it. You know, because that it can be damaging. And I mean, just parking.
About that, sure.
Let alone driving 40, 50 miles an hour while this tiny little ice rocks come flying at you.
I know it.
But yeah, he always knew when it was hailing because his dad would be out there wrapping the car in cardboard. Yeah,
why is the neighbor wrapping his car in cardboard? I don't know. He just mostly cloudy, 80% chance of light snow today. Around an inch of new snow is a possibility. So there you go. The high is going to be 32 degrees. We're at 30 right now, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, rated by Nielsen, is the number one station for at-work listening.
The most music for your workday. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15. Like when Tracy has stories about the kids.
I know. Because
how they influence.
Kids are amazing. And once in a while, you meet just a young child who is always thinking of others. And that is a great description of 7-year-old Avery Huddleston. Now, he's from Illinois, and he was just heartbroken when he started seeing and hearing just the amount of damage sustained by the Caribbean hurricane during Hurricane Irma in September.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so cool. Instead of celebrating his birthday this year and, you know, getting gifts, as most kids do,
right,
this first grader asked for school supplies to be donated to Puerto Rican schools. And they started this big collection.
Mm.
So they gathered up a great amount of stuff. Amerin electrical workers, that is, ended up distributing the supplies to the students of an elementary school in Rio Grande. But while they were there, they noticed that almost all the classroom lights were still out. The school had been going without electricity since the hurricane.
Yeah.
But then they also noticed that just a few of the lights in the building were still on. And so they, you know, that told them something. So they started looking into it further, and they found that they were actually able to repair a broken transformer and restore power to the entire building.
Well, that's big.
So obviously it made a huge difference to the students. You know, they were doing the happy dance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if it wasn't for this one kind gesture by Avery, a 7-year-old boy miles away, those kids would probably still be sitting in the dark at that school. Isn't that cool?
Should be very proud.
Absolutely.
Nice job.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Wake up.
This is your number one morning show, Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:53, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, police raided Heather Locklear's home yesterday to search for the firearm she allegedly threatened to shoot them with when they arrested her on February 25th.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. This thing's, it's getting worse. Now, according to a news release from police, Locklear told deputies she would shoot them if they ever came to her house again.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, they couldn't find a gun in the star's home. So they went back to conduct a search for it yesterday. The 56-year-old actress's brother called 911 last week when he saw her and her boyfriend Chris Heiser fighting. Locklear was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic battery and charges related to becoming combative with the deputies. Well, fans have a lot of questions after it was announced on Tuesday that Taylor Swift's squad member Hailee Steinfeld is opening for Katy Perry on the UK leg of her Witness tour this spring.
That's a no-no.
Right? Perry took to Instagram to share a video about the news yesterday. Of course, wait, Jack's enjoying
honestly,
this so much.
Hey, this is who we're going to have open for you. That's a no-no. We should not do that.
Taylor and Perry have been in an ongoing feud for years, which allegedly started when a backup dancer left Taylor's tour to join Katy on the road. The plot thickens.
Yeah, it does.
Well, Ed Sheeran made one fan's day by sending them a video message. He reached out to 39-year-old Kelly Dimmock, who was recently diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer, after he learned that she's managed to stay strong thanks to his music. Take a listen to his message.
Wow.
Hey Kelly, Ed's here. I'm in Perth at the moment, but I just heard your story, and I'm just sending you a message to say wishing you lots of love, and hope this makes you smile.
Nice. Sources say, in addition to her cancer diagnosis, Dimmock lost a 9-day-old baby back in 2005, and then suffered a miscarriage shortly after.
No, I'm not going to go
just
there.
Tough. You're not even going to make a joke because
because it's too nice of a gesture.
It was really nice.
I'm not going to say how many ums he said in that. I'm not going to do that.
It's
too nice of a gesture. I can't do that.
Well, John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan are reportedly planning to get married in South Carolina, where he owns a mansion. Sources say they've been spotted all over the island in the past few weeks, so they appear to be putting together a celebration. You know, they got back together in July of 2017. I don't remember that. Did I talk about that? It scares me when my memory seems
a lot
like yours.
I don't know where I would have heard it if I didn't hear it on Radio Paparazzi.
Right.
I don't know. Ryan's rep has shut down reports the two are getting hitched. Of course, Mellencamp and Ryan dated from 2011 to 2014. Apparently got back together last July. And during their time apart, now I do remember this, Mellencamp famously told Howard Stern that Ryan hates me to death, but that he still loved her. I thought that was really sweet. I do remember that in Radio Paparazzi. Well, only 18 days after premiering in theaters, Disney Marvel's Black Panther has surpassed Beauty and the Beast to become the 9th highest grosser in North America of all time.
Wow.
A Variety reports the film pulled in $4.7 million on Monday, March 5th. Lifting its domestic total to $506.4
million. Wow.
It's just amazing.
I have to go see that.
But you will when they say last chance to see it before it's on video next week. Jack will go all week to see Black Panther in the theater.
The third domestic weekend for Black Panther was also the third best of all time, trailing only Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and Avatar.
But think
amazing
of that.
Amazing numbers.
Star Wars, it's got decades of fans and like a following, and then there's Black Panther that...
Right.
Honestly, I think I was telling Jack yesterday when we drove around, I think it just keeps doing so well because people go, okay, I'll see it. Everyone says it's great. Okay, now I'm going to tell 5 people to go see it. And it just keeps...
Just keeps building. It's word of mouth.
It'll be a while, I think, until we see that go away.
No doubt. Well, speaking of numbers, E's Oscars red carpet coverage hosted by Ryan Seacrest saw its ratings plummet by 43% this year compared to 2017. Now, you know, the drop-off also coincides with the Academy Awards hitting a new low in viewership. They were down 20%. But it also coincides with Seacrest being accused of multiple incidents of sexual harassment. You know, accusations by his former stylist.
Yeah.
So he's repeatedly denied the allegations. I don't know. I just tend to think, I'm not sure that his red carpet coverage was affected by that yet. But, I mean, it may have been. It just feels like the numbers are dropping in general of people watching those.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You ready for the birthday game? I haven't even looked at these yet. It's been a busy morning. So this ought to be really good.
Then maybe I should read them and you can guess.
No.
How would you like to do that?
Oh, no. Okay. How about Bryan Cranston? I'm betting you know.
Oh, you know who that is.
Yeah.
Yo. isn't it?
Yo,
Mr.
It's not vanilla. Not vanilla ice.
I didn't say yo. That. I said.
You're right. It is. He is Mr. White. Is. He's also Hal in Malcolm in the Middle. He was the dad, which is crazy. Those two roles
they're so
are
opposite.
Night and day, yeah, and he nails both of them. Very talented actor.
He's 55.
58.
62.
Wow.
All right.
Wanda Sykes.
You know, my wife, Meg, loves Wanda Sykes.
Why?
I don't know. I forgot we saw her. I think she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. We were watching an episode, and she's like, man, I really like that. I like her, too. I think she's it's the voice. It's just unique. Man, but this is tricky. Because, again, she's been around for a long time.
So I'm going to say 48.
51.
48. No. Wait a minute. Wait, I was on the wrong one. Wanda Sykes we were talking about, right?
Yeah. 51.
54.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
I just gave away the age of someone else.
So now we have to guess who's 48.
Okay. I need to stop multitasking.
Who would be 48 today?
This is a good game in reverse.
Yeah, but we need a hint.
All right.
You got to give me some... Yeah.
Let's make this twist. She had roles in the Mummy franchise, About a Boy, The Lovely Bones, The Bourne Legacy, and My Cousin Rachel. And she is married to actor Daniel Craig.
Not Julia Stiles.
And she's 48 today.
Yeah.
I've given you a lot of hints.
The Mummy, About a Boy.
Rachel Legacy. Weisz? Yes.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Nice.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, here at 7:19. Here's a good question for Siri today. Siri, why are kids such picky eaters?
Your kids are picky when they eat because they know that they can refuse to eat what you make them, and eventually you will break and give them what they want to eat. They really do have you in a tough spot with this one. If you hold steady to your stance that they have to eat something healthy, eventually they will starve to death and you will go to jail. Deep down, they know that no matter how mad you get, you will ultimately have to give in to their picky protest. Kids are brutal.
There's her opinion. She does not cut kids slack at all.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5. It's 7:41.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay.
Now this is, I'm going to continue my guitar life hacks.
Okay.
Because I stumbled upon this. Now this is a trick that I actually knew. And a lot of people will and won't, but I had an Epiphone Les Paul that I still have.
Yeah.
It's a great, I use it to play slide. Heavy. But I changed out the screws that hold my strap in because I got locking straps. So you need to get the screw that works with the lock. Well, it became stripped because of the weight of the guitar after a while, and it literally pulled right out, where the screw has nothing to grip. Well, if that happens anywhere on your guitar, you simply remove the screw and drop little pieces of toothpick there.
Yeah, I've heard that trick.
And then you can put that screw right back in, and it will tighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be as good as good. And a lot of people put a little, glue in there, like a rubber cement or something, just to hold it in there. But there you go.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. You know what? I found mine because we were talking about vanilla versus chocolate today.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's a huge vanilla fan.
I'm a vanilla fan, yeah.
And me too. I like it too. Yeah. Like, you know, vanilla, like that rich wedding cake vanilla. And so I tripped on this, the secret Starbucks cake batter Frappuccino. Okay, you know you can't get these all the time, these special edition Starbucks. But to have this made anytime, all you do is ask for a vanilla bean Frappuccino base with one pump of almond syrup. And there you have it. It tastes like cake batter.
One of these days, I'll look up the Dennis Leary bit about coffees. Can I get a coffee-flavored coffee? I missed the memo. Can you get coffee a coffee-flavored coffee? No, you can't. I'll find out one of these days. It's hilarious. Well, mine has to do with, you know, depending where you're at, and I'm sure you would agree with this, some public restrooms can be
frightening.
A little frightening. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not all of them, but there are some going, oh, my God. But you got to, if you have to go, you got to go.
Yeah?
Well, in a public bathroom, here's a little tip for you folks.
Oh.
The stall that's closest to the door is usually the cleanest because it's used the least.
No kidding. Yeah.
You know, that is a,
just
actually,
keep that in mind.
Think about that.
Yeah, the one closest to the door is usually the cleanest, so next time you have, you look in and say, oh my gosh, let's get this over with.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
This is Sunny 101.5, 754, time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
You know, when we get bills and, you know, even I do this, you get, you know, an electric bill that you're used to getting, the bill is always about the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give or take 10 bucks. Sure. And then you get one that's like, whoa, what happened?
What happened,
yeah,
there?
What happened there?
So that happened when I was home because, you know, I would be taking longer showers because I wasn't moving as fast, you know, and things like that. Or yeah. I was home or right. I was using more power. And so this kind of happened to me. But it wasn't nearly like this. This woman opened up a water bill.
Yeah.
I don't know what her water bill was on a monthly basis, but I can guess it was nowhere near $493.
Probably not.
Jeez.
So she opens this bill and she goes, "You know what? I'm going to pay it with all pennies. 493 of them."
Yeah, I've heard people
No, not
do that.
4,000 yeah, would that be, God, here's radio math here. I can't even do it. 493 pennies would be 493,000. No. Why is this so difficult? Never mind. Google that, Jack, while I'm doing this.
How 493 many? Pennies?
Yeah, that would be 49,300 pennies. That's what it would be.
If you're doing, yeah.
It would be 49,300. I just redeemed myself. Thank you. Because for a minute there, I mean, I was ready to go to the hospital and be like, there's something wrong with me.
And we're all going, coming out of our ears.
Yeah. No, so she went with all 49,300 pennies, dropping it off to pay her city water bill and protest the city's expensive water fee. She would even went to the local news station, and she said, "I want other people to come forward that have a bill like this, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's only correct. This is a far-reaching issue." She even says that she's still dealing with the back pay because she owes, when she was told by city officials it's likely caused by a leak in her system, not anything else.
Yeah.
She claims that a plumber and a leak detector. However, there was not any leak found. So there's something else going
Something's
on.
Something's going on.
Someone's so here's your 49,300 pennies. And you're going to take, you know how, and they did, they have to count it, you know, it is money, but can you imagine how many hours of labor that,
someone's using it.
You're going to have to come in on your day off. Why? Someone dropped off 49,000 pennies.
Well, the problem is that she's still going to have to pay it. That's the problem.
Well, she did, in all pennies. She paid it.
Wow. I can't believe she had that many pennies.
I think you go to the bank, yeah.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5, 821. Good morning, everyone. Okay, here we go. We're calling Jessica. And she works at,
we'll just say a store.
And I just happen to be there over the weekend, and I lost some things, and I'm pretty upset about it, so she's going to help me out.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Brad Horder, and I was at your store over the weekend, and I lost some valuable things.
Okay.
And I know people, you have like a lost and found department or something, that if something shows up, you could call me, because it's really important.
Yeah, we have a lost and found. What did you lose?
All right. Well, if you have a pen handy, I just want to give you, because you don't have to do it now. I understand you're busy. I just want to give you the items, and when you if they come up, which I'm certainly hoping, because I do. I was there a long time. To call me back, I'll give you my number, and you can call me back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. One is a large bag of gummy sharks. Okay, you know the it wasn't even open. It was a brand new bag of gummy sharks. You familiar with those?
Like the candy?
Yeah, the candy, yeah. But it's brand new bag. I just bought it. Next thing would be a Deadpool sippy cup. Okay, and
a sippy cup?
Yeah, also my granddaughter, she's been crying all weekend. That was her favorite sippy cup. And I just... If you find that, if that shows up, please call me back, okay? Also, I misplaced a black hockey stick. That one should be
easy. You lost all of this in our store.
Yeah, I had it in the store. Yeah, I had it on me. And just two more things, and they all came up missing. I must have been too busy, you know, concentrating on shopping. And the fourth thing is a plunger.
Sir, were you carrying all this?
Yeah, I do. I usually carry that in my back pocket. I usually carry a plunger just in case, because I'm a kind of a fixer upper kind of guy, and I'm always ready for, you know, unclogging things and stuff. But and then last but not least is a Flavor Flav clock necklace. Okay, it's a big necklace. It looks like a clock, and that one I've had that since the '80s when Flavor Flav was big. It was autographed by him and everything. And
wow. Okay.
So if that comes up, so could you read the list just to make sure I gave you the right stuff?
I have a large bag of unopened gummy sharks, a Deadpool sippy cup, a black hockey stick, a plunger, and a Flavor Flav clock necklace. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, and it was one more thing. It was a birthday card that I was going to give to you on your birthday that I left over there, too. So if you could look for that.
But you were going to give to me.
Jessica.
Today's your birthday.
Love it.
Yeah.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. You're on the radio. And
your
boyfriend, he's the one who's responsible for all this, all right?
Oh, my God. I really wanted to ask if you were joking.
No, I'm not joking. I love that necklace.
He actually has all those things. Hey, and he does have a plunger on him now.
Okay, now, and if you find the necklace, we're going to be changing time on Sunday. Could you move that up an hour?
If you want to prank someone special on their birthday, just send an email to birthdaycall@sunny1015.com. The Birthday Call, every Wednesday morning at 8, only on Sunny 101.5.
Join us for the Thursday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Among other things, the highlight probably is What's Wrong With Name That Tune, because you get to sing on the air, but you got to know the lyrics.
Well, you have to know the correct lyrics.
Yeah, because I'm going to mess them up for you, but we'll give you a great prize for it. Join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.